This is a daily update for Thursday, June 15th, 2017. The blame game is going on for the shooter. Of course, Democrats blame Donald Trump. The left takes no responsibility for the heated hate talk that drove the shooter, James Hodgkinson, in his attempt to murder random Republicans. So, you know what? It doesn't take much to push somebody who's crazy over the edge. And there are people out there that have real mental problems. And then when you push a certain narrative down their throat every day, when they tune in to their media channels, when they listen to their politicians, and they're pushing this horrible narrative against somebody, especially since it's the president of the United States of America, it pushes these guys over the edge, and then they go and do terrible things. So basically, the Democrats are playing the victim here. I'll tell you something about a lot of people out there who play the victim. They basically are the perpetrators of the most horrible crimes, and then they do so in a justification where they believe it. It's really pathological. So you have to watch your back out there. You got to look out who's around you, and you can't share your political beliefs with people because they can't handle it. So and then you get people like Rush Limbaugh and all these others talking about civil war. You know what? That's a horrible thing to even talk about. It's a horrible thing to even suggest. And this is where we've come. This is how far we've gone in this madness, and people need to stop it now, right? So Rasmussen reports that Trump's approval rating is at 47%, and this is higher than Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and George Bush at this stage of the game. So there are some people out there who are approving of what he does. And I think that the media is focusing on a very small fringe, and even a smaller group than that are very, very dangerous, that you need to focus on those people. And if you hear people making threats, you know, see people getting pushed over the edge, help them out. Report them if you have to. Do what you got to do. Innocent people don't need to be getting killed for some bullcrap politics. So Donald Trump's making good on his pledge to dismantle MS-13. There have been multiple arrests. And it's interesting to note that it involves many of Obama's unaccompanied youth that he encouraged to come in over the border illegally. And then they came in, joined MS-13. Because, of course, you know, you have people coming into the country and they're susceptible to things like that. These gangs say, hey, we have money, we have this, we have that, we can give you all kinds of stuff. And then they're in these gangs. And then they're supporting the whole gang mentality, right? But how many victims happen because of that? And I'm all for immigration, and our country is made up of immigrants, and we naturalize nearly 1 million people a year in this country, so it's not like we keep people out. But letting people come in, you don't know who they are, they join gangs, they get into all kinds of illegal activities much of the time. How many victims happen because of that? So recently, maybe a few months ago, I started talking about ISIS and the possibility of them using drones against people in terrorist attacks. Lo and behold, new story today, ISIS is using drones against soldiers in Syria, swarms of drones, and they're arming them with 40-millimeter grenades. So this is an unbelievable danger to anybody in any civilized country. If you're in England, if you're in France, if you're in America, if you're in Canada, it doesn't matter. If you have nameless, faceless terrorists operating drones and flying drones into crowds of people with explosives or arming them with guns, I've seen that on YouTube as well. This is an unbelievable danger, and this is why I think drones really need to be outlawed or really controlled. And you can go to Best Buy and all these stores and buy a drone off the shelf. You can go on eBay and buy tons of them. So they're available and they're out there, and it's a danger. And here we are. Now we have our troops dealing with this, but at some point it's going to pour over into a theater near you. So today is World Meat Free Day. Too late. I already had some chicken, man. So I'm done for the day. But it's a day not to eat meat. It's a day to maybe focus on some tofu, focus on your veggies and everything else. So do that. Too late for me. You cry for me because of my chicken. Today is Magna Carta Day. The Magna Carta, of course, is an important declaration. Happened in Britain in 1215. It's about the rights of the common people and the limits of the monarchy. So we can think about the Magna Carta today. And to celebrate Magna Carta Day, make your own declaration. You can declare declare whatever you want. I declare myself a tax-free citizen. I identify as a tax-free person. So now the government has to placate me, right? Wrong. So, you know, I guess you could identify as certain things, but maybe it has nothing to do with taxes or money, right? Then they'll put you in a hole. So today is Dump the Pump Day. So it's about mass transit. If you have it available in your area, get on that bus, get on that train, hoof it to work, and leave your car at home and save the earth, right? Today is National Lobster Day for everybody out there that likes their lobster. Lobster tails on the grill, lobster in the oven, boiled, whatever the hell you do to it, man. You know what? Go out and have your lobster today. Today is Nature Photography Day. Of course, I'm a photographer, and I love nature photography. And in fact, I'm going to be posting a whole bunch in honor of Nature Photography Day. So you can check that out on Facebook or wherever you go. It'll be out there. Today is also National Smile Power Day. It's a day to smile and make people smile, you know, and give them the chance to smile back. You smile at them, you give them a chance to say, hey, so go out there and convert some of those grumps and smile at them and feel the power of the smile. This is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Thursday, June 15, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.